You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hard shot fair inside the bag, down the line, headed to the corner, hugging the sidewall deep into the corner. That'll allow Escobar to come on in. Turner legging for three. He slides in with his third triple of the year.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Almost 4.5 hours away from today's MLB trade deadline. The countdown is on. There are some big names that we expect to be moved. Coming up at some point this afternoon. Joe Ostrowski and Jared Smith in for Joe Giglio today on BetQL Daily via the BetQL Network. And let's bring in Odyssey MLB insider Cody Decker at Decker6 on Twitter. And Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights in sportsbooks. Don't want you to see BetSmarter beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Cody, appreciate your time as always. Dodgers, a big story yesterday. Chips are in. Scherzer, Trey Turner. What did that tell you?
What did that tell me? It told me that the MLB Futures is even more behind the Dodgers than it ever was. They now have the best three-headed monster maybe in baseball of the last 20 years. This is absurd. This is not just kind of a gambit. This was a full-on fleecing of Major League Baseball. Not to mention, have you ever, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I'm wearing a San Diego Padres shirt today just because I'm in full support of this team right now. Have you ever seen AJ Preller outfleeced by anyone other than the Tampa Bay Rays? They outfleece everybody. But outside of that, have you ever seen this happen to AJ Preller?
No, I can't say. And you're bringing the heat already, Cody, because you got the shirt, drinking the, I don't know if is there any energy drinks or caffeine in those drinks, or you just...
Are you kidding me? I have to calm my nerves right now. This is pure vodka, practically. I got to calm down because I can't believe what we've been seeing these last couple of days. This has been the most active trade deadline I have ever seen. And we've had some exciting trade deadlines, but I've never seen such a high quality and high amount, quantity of top-end superstars trading teams right now. It's just insane. Schwarber to Boston, Rizzo to New York, just everyone everywhere. I love it.
Does this mean the Dodgers, even though they're three games back and they're -210 to win the division, three games back, does this mean they're going to win the division in no more Bauer this year, right?
No more Bauer this year. I'd be absolutely shocked if you see Trevor Bauer in not just a Dodger uniform, but I'd be shocked if you see Trevor Bauer in a baseball uniform in the next year and a half to 2 years.
Wow.
If ever again. I would be very surprised. However, yeah, the Dodgers right now, I think they're a surefire pick to not only win that division, but win the World Series. I've been saying all year, they are the best team in baseball. Unfortunately, they've just dealt with injuries along with everybody else. I mean, this has been a very injury-prone season. First year right after a 60-game season, we knew we were going to deal with injuries, but the arm injuries really started coming into play, especially in this last month and a half on the crackdown on the substances. It's been a very unique year. However, the Dodgers just re-bolstering their thing. And the only thing I'm against is everyone saying Dodgers are trying to buy this championship. Listen, the Dodgers had legitimate needs. They've lost a lot of their starting pitching. May out for the year. Bauer out for forever, apparently. I mean, there's just, they have lost guys, not to mention losing Seager most of this year. Now you get your hands on Trey Turner while Seager comes back. This is a bolstered team. These are brilliant moves, really are just brilliant moves. As much as you want to say the Dodgers are trying to buy a championship, at the end of the day, this is about winning a championship, and the Dodgers don't want the Padres to win a championship.
It's really tough to, say that you're buying a team or buying a championship considering all of the, you're right, holes and injuries and needs that LA has. To the other side of the coin, San Diego, what is the mindset now? You thought you were going to get Scherzer. You didn't. Now you maybe get a consolation prize today with Barrios, but is this team as constructed right now with what the Dodgers just did? Is there a negative, you know, hue around this team and aura, thinking that again we're going to get outclassed and, you know, outbought by the team across town or down, you know, up the road?
You know, I know for every Padre fan, it probably looks very bleak at the moment, but, you know, you mentioned Berrios. Berrios is not a consolation prize. That guy is a top-tier starting pitcher.
Sure.
I truly think AJ Preller is going to get his hands on both Berrios, and I wouldn't be shocked if he goes right after everyone else available. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes after Craig Kimbrell at this point. I wouldn't be shocked if he just grabs Bryant just to grab him. I can see the Padres making some very serious moves in these next 3 hours just to answer back from the Dodgers, because every move that the Padres made this offseason was simply AJ Preller. And it was described to me to this T. He looked at the Dodgers roster and looked at his roster and says, where are we not beating them? And he just said starting pitching. And that's why he went after Yu Darvish and Blake Snell and gave up the farm for Blake Snell. So they're just want to beat the Dodgers. I don't even think they think about the Giants, who are at the top of the NL West, which is the weirdest thing in the world. Giants just took another 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers these last 3 days. This is going to get very, very interesting, but this is going to be these are going to be three 95 plus teams in the playoffs. The only downside is two of these 95 plus teams are only going to get one game playoff.
With Odyssey MLB insider Cody Decker, this is Joe Ostrowski, Jared Smith, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. What about the Yankees? Took a lot of headlines over the last couple of days. They add Gallo. They're not done there. More left-handed pop. They add Anthony Rizzo yesterday from the Cubs. They're 22-1 to win the World Series. Their path is likely the wild card, but at 22-1, can you see this Yank squad making a run?
Yes, I do, but I don't think they will. I mean, I think you're playing with fire with this. This is a team that really still needs to bolster their bullpen. They need some starters as well. They could still make a move or two. Like you said, Berrios is still out there, and you know Cashman is out there willing to spend anything it takes to get his hands on some more pieces. However, I just don't see them catching up to the Rays, and right now the Red Sox making that move yesterday as well. I really like what the Red Sox have been doing. That offense has been very, very powerful. I do hope they get their hands on another arm, but the Rays going out and getting Nelly Cruz is not a small move, and it's a very anti-Rays move. You know, the Rays don't go out and get a big bopper, but they just went out and got their hands on another guy that's just another way to beat you. And the Yankees, I believe I described on your show last week, they're like George Foreman in his 50s. Like, they don't do anything, no finesse. They barely get on base. However, one knockout blow will win them the championship. So I would never sleep on the Yankees. I like both moves they made. I love Gallo to that team. That came out of nowhere after the Padres failed on getting him. And then on top of that, Rizzo was a great pick. They need a first baseman. They need a left-handed bat that can go around the top of the lineup. Not to mention, Rizzo is just a good ball player, and it just brings a lot to that clubhouse as well. So I really think those moves yesterday were fantastic. I thought the Yankees were going to end up with Eric Hosmer. I honestly think they went with even better with Anthony Rizzo.
I know it was 10 years ago, but Nelson Cruz was the MVP of the ALCS. He's had an unbelievable postseason career, and he's going to get plenty of opportunities in the postseason, I think, this fall with Tampa Bay. So that is a very impactful bat, and we know that Tampa Bay can serve pitch. There's a really interesting series tonight taking place out west between the Giants and the Astros. And I think both teams have different claims to maybe their postseason, rights. San Francisco, I would say, still hanging on barely by a thread, you know, in the NL West. Houston has the pedigree. Do you think we learn anything, you know, with both of these teams post trade deadline this week? Those teams squaring off in San Francisco?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
You know, I don't know. The thing about it is, the next 3 hours is going to be that really shows me where the Giants are going. Because the thing is, the Giants are in first place, and you know the Padres and Dodgers will not stop until they win this division. The Giants, as of right now, are borderline standing pat, which is a little surprising to me. I thought they were going to be the team that ended up with Max Scherzer. Now, yeah, the huge series this week, but I think every series going forward for the Giants is a huge series because they got two of the best nipping at their heels at all times. I'm really worried that the Giants are going to kind of fall off in these next month and a half.
I want to go back to this Rizzo fit on the Yankees for a minute. We addressed this briefly earlier in the show, but you can tell us, as a guy that's been in the clubhouse, we know what Rizzo brings on the field, but does it matter that he's won in the past? Does it matter that he was a leader with the club? Cubs, he's a new guy with the Yankees. I don't know how much leadership he's going to have that. The media talks about that stuff a lot, but does that stuff matter?
Yes, it does, but not nearly as much as you might think. That, you know, the Yankees is a team filled with a lot of veterans. However, adding another veteran guy like Anthony Rizzo, who does come with a lot of respect and clout behind him. You know, this is a guy who's been around. He was a cancer survivor. He's been in the big leagues for about the last decade. He's had all-star seasons, borderline MVP seasons. And again, like you just said, he's got a ring, which no one in that clubhouse currently has. So the Yankees, I really think, got one hell of a pick with Anthony Rizzo. I think it was way better than the pick of going after what I thought they were going to get of Eric Hosmer. Short-term rental. Luke Voit will come back at some point, I'm sure, and that's the plan. He's just going to supplement the absence of Luke Voit for the time being. But I think there, he brings a lot more to the table than just what's on the field. And I know it's kind of unquantifiable. I know it's something that's kind of talked about ad nauseum in the media, but you can't really put a number on it. But trust me, it brings so much more to the table, just that experience alone. Maybe there's a young guy in that clubhouse who grew up watching Anthony Rizzo. You'd be surprised how much that does for a guy being able to play with one of his idols. I got an opportunity to do the same thing. I got to play with Sean Green, and Sean Green was one of my favorite players. And the whole time I played with Sean Green hitting behind me in the lineup, I was starstruck.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mets tonight send Carrasco to the mound for the first time. It's been one of the weirdest odds lines of the day. The Mets, obviously, you would expect them to be active over the next few hours. How does Carrasco coming back today, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get, but does that impact how the Mets feel about the deadline? And do you think that the Mets making a move is you know, going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to pull down any major impact arms, however. I think the price tag now on certain impact arms is just getting too high for the Mets. However, I do think they're going to end up with Baez and Bryant. I'm sorry. They're going to get one of the two. They're not getting both. I apologize. They're going to get one of the two. And I do think if they are going to get an arm, it's not going to be Kimbrel. It might be Zach Davies. I could see a package deal coming to the Mets for either Davies and Bryant or Davies and Baez, all of which are good, solid fits. The Mets just need to pull the trigger, and they need to pull the trigger now.
You host a lot on 670, The Score. I think most people were surprised that Rizzo was the first. Also a little surprised that Rizzo went. Many thought he would go down with the ship, but you just threw Baez out there. I mean, if you're selling off all these pieces, we all know Bryant and Kimbrel are going somewhere today. What's the upside in holding on to Baez? If you really want him, you can go sign him at the end of the season.
It just really seems like there's no upside to holding on to anyone at this point. And they've even said earlier in the year, they're not against doing something similar to what You know, the Yankees did with Chapman a couple years with the Chicago Cubs. You know, they sent him over to Chicago as a rental, and the offseason hits, and Chapman signed right back with the Yankees. That is something that could happen with, say, a Baez or a Rizzo. But I will completely agree with you. I never thought at any point we'd see Rizzo in a different uniform, even as a rental. But I do think he's going to be coming back to Chicago this next offseason. Baez, however, I'm not certain you're going to see Baez back in Chicago. He's already put it out in the press that he wants to be a Met.
Well, as cheap as Ricketts has been over the last couple of years, now that if they're all out of town, I don't know that they're going to bring any of them back.
How can you at this point? It feels like, I don't know if this is true or not, but looking at this from the outside, looking in, does it not feel like there's a little bit of bad blood taking place between players and this organization? There's just something about this that has felt off for the last month specifically. It seemed like the players just it's like the players gave up because the organization gave up on them. And that's what I've been watching in Wrigley all season, especially this last month and a half. This was a team that a month ago was in first place by three games.
Yep. They're finally doing what they had to do. The problem is that they're not getting a ton, but Jed Hoyer's doing what he can. Mm-hmm. They just way too long to do it. Odyssey MLB Insider, Cody Decker, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets. The real proven analytics, bet smarter, and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Make sure you're following Cody on Twitter at Decker6. Thanks, Cody. It's going to be a wild afternoon, isn't it?
It really is. Come on, Padres. Do something ridiculous. Get everyone.
You've got to do it. Yeah, you've got to do it. Thank you, Cody. Boy, it seems like the Cubs, I wasn't sure how the market was going to shape up, if there would be
good question
activity. But even though the buyers know that the Cubs are desperate to move on from Bryant, move on from Kimbrel, the Twins should be desperate to move on from Berrios, but I don't know if that's the case. It's still good for the buyers because you can kind of create this market, and we saw it yesterday between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
The irony is, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when the Cubs made the move for Chapman and Glaber? It's kind of the opposite of that now. And is there a Glaber Torres-type prospect out there that a team is willing to part with for a guy like Chris Bryant? I don't think so, but when the clock gets closer to midnight before it strikes, maybe the desperation sinks in. But there is a hue of irony that these rental players are so available right now in the Cubs when it was the other way around just a few years ago.
Did I hear that correctly from Cody that we might not see Trevor Bauer pitch for 1.5?
That I wanted to follow up there, but I felt that there might be some legal things that we probably can't really decipher at this point, but that would be, right. I mean, think about it. The guy just signed, what, a $253 million contract? He lasts half a season? Unbelievable. Wow.
That's Jared Smith in for Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is BetQL Daily. Coming up next, we've got our lightning bets. We're going to go around the horn, give you the best bets of the day. So keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.